Welcome back to our final episode of Grapevine's first Lent devotional series. We've studied the way Jesus revealed himself through the I am statements in the book of John. Today, we will look at our final I am statement of the series. Let's open God's word together. March 30, John 14, 6. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. In these powerful words, Jesus presents not just a path, but the very essence of existence and the exclusive means of communion with the Father. As the way, Jesus illuminates our journey, offering guidance in the complexities of life. In a world marked by divergent paths, his is the singular route that leads to the fullness of God's presence. He is not merely a guide, but the path itself. In proclaiming himself as the truth, Jesus becomes the embodiment of divine reality. In a culture where truth is often elusive, Christ stands as the unchanging standard, revealing the authentic nature of God's love, of God's grace, and of God's purpose. I am the life resonates with the promise of abundant and eternal life found in Christ alone. He is not only the source of life, but its sustainer, offering a depth of existence that extends beyond the temporal. John 14:6 calls us to reflect on the exclusivity of our faith. In a world of diverse beliefs, Jesus' claim challenges us to anchor our hope in him alone. As we journey through life, may we embrace Christ as the way, the truth, and the life, experiencing the fullness of God's presence and purpose. I pray that I see your sovereignty in my life this week, Lord. I pray for those who do not know you yet, that they will come to see the truth, that you are our Savior. Father, you are the way, the truth, and the life. And for that, I thank you. Amen. Thank you for going on this Lent journey with us. Our prayer is that your heart is ready to celebrate our resurrected King tomorrow morning. Join us for an Easter service tomorrow at 9 a.m. or 11 a.m. at Grapevine's First Baptist Church as we worship the one who is the bread of life, the light of the world, the door, the good shepherd, the resurrection and the life, and the way, the truth, and the life. The great I am. He is risen. He is risen indeed.